suppose he owned it.
Yes.
But the Civil War ruined him financially. He had, on this place, he had 80 slaves. And he lost that thing. The Civil War that put him out of business would have done a bit away with slavery, which was a good thing. But,
did you know your grandfather?
No, I never remember my grandfather. I knew both of my grandmothers, but neither one of my grandfathers. And I always regretted that because my father and his daddy, my grandfather, was evidently good buddies because he talked about him constantly. And I always, from what my father told me about him, I always had a longing to see him. And he's buried over here in Baton Rouge, in that old graveyard. That old graveyard has been there for years. And I always had a longing just to see his grave. And I had an old cousin that knew where he was buried. And we went to a funeral over there in that graveyard one time. I had a first cousin that was killed in an automobile accident years ago. I don't know why he got killed, but he was killed at a crossing. And I went to that funeral, and I was with this cousin of mine, and I told her her name. Her name was, we called her Cousin Carrie. And I said, Cousin Carrie, I said, you told me you knew where Grandfather's name, grave is, and I went, I'd like you to show it to me. And we looked and looked and looked, and never could find it. So I never did see his grave in the picture. But I sure would love to just see his grave. It seems to me like I've got some satisfaction out of that.
Did your grandfather get much schooling when he was coming up?
No. And my grandfather, the tradition has it that our name is not B-O-O-K-S-E. There's no such name as that. Nowhere in the world. But he was raised as an orphan. And the clan teachers over there in East Baton Rouge are prominent people now. They're big dairy people. That's why we get all our milk from the clan teachers' dairy. Well, we get some of it from Borden too, but anyway. One of these clan teachers adopted my grandfather when he was just a child. He was an orphan. And they sent him to school and they asked him, I assume that he must have been 7 or 8 years old. That's just guessing. But let's say the teacher asked him how he spelled his name and he said B-O-O-K-S-H. But in reality it should have been B-U-S-C-H. That's what tradition. Now, when I was in World War I, I had interrogated a lot of war prisoners over there. I saw a lot, and everywhere I ever talked to any of them, out there, and I asked them if they knew any butchers. Nobody in Germany had ever heard of that name before.
Did you speak German, or did you know any?
No, I didn't speak German.
Oh, I said they spoke it. Spoke English.
They spoke English. Lots of them didn't. And wherever I found one that could talk English, I always tried to find if maybe if I had any people in Germany. So I never did.
Your great-grandfather was German. What?
Yeah.
When he come over here, he died?
No, that's, you see,